Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
It's good to be back in the house of God. It's been about 4 or 5 weeks since we've really been in the house of God ourselves here. And I love the Lord. Sister Pierce, you love God. It's good to be landed back in Meridian and been all over and thank God for the victory. But I think it's time for us to go back up to Jerusalem. Let's go back to Jerusalem. Let's go where it really happened. You know, the Bible said on the day of Pentecost, there came a sound from heaven like as a rushing mighty wind. But this is what you call this Sunday is, come on. Palm Sunday. So we want to go back, but yet we want to go up. You know, like put on hinds feet. Make sure David said, I want my feet to be planted like hinds feet. And we need a word of God today. You know, we need a word of God today. I appreciate what they've said and what's been said, but I want a deeper work of God. Am I being just a little fudgy? I want to be deeper work of God. And I believe that us going back up to Jerusalem in the spirit, but that's one of the most important scriptures. If you'll go to St. Luke, the 19th chapter, if you'll put it up here for me, St. Luke, the 19th chapter and the 28th verse, we'll go to that, St. Luke 19, 28. But my mind goes back to Acts, the 19th chapter, but I preached also in Corinthians, the second chapter, about, you know, in other words, I was filled, I was thrilled, and God gave me his blessings. But Acts and the book of St. John, Luke, the 19th chapter. I got it here. Hallelujah. If you'll go with me, we need to go back to Jerusalem. And this was a reason that Jesus said, and he said unto them, he said, and when he had spoken, in other words, when he had thus spoken, he went before ascent up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass when he was come nigh to Bethlehem and to Bethany in the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples. So we want to get the picture that Jesus had commanded, let's go back to Jerusalem. Now, I've been to, you may be seated if you like. We pray, just be seated. But we went to Jerusalem several years back. Went 2 or 3 times, and Jerusalem is the center spot about all of it. You look at Jerusalem, it's the center spot, and we find that Jerusalem is a place that the power of God was manifest, I believe, on the day of Pentecost, right? And the Bible said, and there came a sound from heaven like as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared to them cloven tongues, like as of cloven tongues, and it set upon each of them. But I noticed my grandson, he said, we want the gifts of the Spirit. In other words, but when we get the gifts of the Spirit and they begin to operate, then we've got critics of people don't understand it. So we first need to try to understand the gifts of the Spirit. Now, first of all, the Holy Ghost, the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ, he's the giver. Say, he's the giver. So when you get infilled, I believe when you repent and you get infilled in the name of Jesus with the power of God and washed in the blood, all that, when you really get filled with the Holy Ghost, then you receive power, you understand, to help to carry you on over. But sometimes you need to go back and realize that God is the one that's answered your prayers before. Just like some of you today sitting here, I don't know what to do. But when you don't know what to do, just stand still. Don't you call me old. Don't call me full of wisdom. All I can tell you is it's like this fight coming up with Spinks and this other, should I say, Tyson and this other guy. And they're going to have a fight. They got a younger white man and an older black man. And both of them have been champions. I wouldn't want to be in the middle of it for all that. Because they both have got a record of being knockouts and they're fighters. Now, I know you got your preference, but right here we're going back. How would you feel if you went back to when you first found the Lord? first found you, when God filled you and thrilled you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. How would you like to know something? See, back when I was a young boy and I come out of Bible college, they told me, don't come home and try to preach to your preacher. And I was full of zeal. I wanted to preach to everybody. I want to tell everybody about how to be saved and what to do and how the gifts operated and all this stuff. I didn't know. All I knew is what little I know. But after 50 years plus, hallelujah, it teaches you something. Time has a way of teaching you to go back where you first come from. You understand? Go back. Just like you here today and you said, I want to know about this Holy Spirit. I want to know about the infitting of it. I really want to know what God. Well, let's go back to Jerusalem. And the day, the week before Jesus Christ was really crucified, this was what was going on, because there was all kind of people there that listened to Jesus. And when he had spoken, and it came to pass in the 29th verse, when he was come nigh unto Bethlehem, and he says in the 30th verse, saying, go ye into the village over against you, and in which you're entering, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon ye yet never man set loose him, and bring him hither. In other words, Jesus said, now this is what I want you to do. This would be a word. This was God in the flesh, because it's a son, you understand. He said, I want you to go, and I want you to go over there, and there's going to be a donkey, and there's going to be a colt, and they're going to be tied together. In other words, they're going to be a colt, and there's going to be a little one tied with them. Now, how would you like to have you disciples, and you really didn't know only in the spirit where this colt was tied that Jesus was going to need. So sometimes you've got to go back to go forward. Now that was prophecy to them to go and to do this, to obey this. And I want to say this, the way that we'll get God in this church and get God in us and get us assembled together is study, yes, and pray. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, will give you more power. I'm telling you, it'll give you more power than just believing. Believing's good, but if you believe, you're going to receive. If you believe, you'll receive. He said, repent, baptize, Holy Ghost, name of Jesus, do all that, but believe. Some people don't even believe. They believe and they get a touch and they think, well, God, I've got it. Just like this guy told you the other day. He said, well, this and that and this and that, but go back to Jerusalem and see what they first did. If you're going to make a banana pudding, or if you're going to make a cake, or if you're going to make a way and draw them a map to where they go, you got to first have been there and know that we hadn't got GPS, or what do you want to call it, on your car that you program in the street and the name and all this, and then it goes there. So what we got, unless we're led by the Spirit of God, how can we say we're sons of God? How can you dream a dream unless God gives you the dream? And the Bible said, one man said, I dreamed a dream and I forgot the dream, and I want you wise men to tell me what the dream was. Nebuchadnezzar, that's where we are now. We need deliverance in the house of God. We need people to get delivered by the power of God. We need gifts of the Spirit working, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, gift of faith, discerning of spirits. We need tongues, interpretation. We need prophecy. But first of all, we must be filled with the Spirit of God. Come on, talk to me. Hallelujah. Got people that, just like these people here, they were waiting. They were waiting, and Jesus said, look, let's go. He said unto them, he said, and if any man ask you, why do you loose him, this donkey, this colt, why are you loosing him? There's some things that's got a lot of whys in it. Why do you do this? And you'll not be able to answer all these people's questions. Some people, you just don't answer. The best wisdom I can give you, just keep your mouth shut. Because some of them are just gainsayers. They enjoy taking you apart, or you taking them apart. And what have you accomplished? You've accomplished the enemy. Most of the time, the Bible said, be able to give account for the hope that lies in you. Yes, but somebody's hungry. Somebody wants it. But if they don't want it, don't waste your breath on them. Don't cast your pearls before the swine. I've seen people come to the house of God. Come on. I've seen people come to the house of God 1,000 times, it seems like. And they come and they sit and they hear and they cry and they wet my scare and all this stuff and they snot. You understand? I'm going to talk plain. And they so-called pray, but do they really mean what they're saying? Can they wait from one service to another service? Say, no, we can't wait. We got to keep going. I remember going. I've just about run myself out. But ladies and gentlemen, it's going to take them hungry and wanting something from God. You got religious people. You got good people. You got people that want truth. You got people that want God. But they first got to desire and get their mind off of this world. And this world is a big pull. This is the biggest pull. This world has got so much pull to it. But after that, when I received the infilling of God's Spirit, I came to God. All that dissipated. Now, as I got older, I say older, I look because I'm not able to get around like I once did. But ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to have a desire to hold on, to stand still, stand. And when all these doctrines are going around, and people building this and building that, and you got all this ologies and things of that nature, when Jesus said, go, you go. When Jesus said, come, you come. That's kingdom talk. But we got here in this congregation of St. Luke, we got several different kinds of people. I look at America, and as I've been traveling, I've seen so many thousands of people. I've seen very big edifices. I've seen steeples. I've seen people. But I've seen people that's got buildings, that got staffs that's working all over. That's just in Texas area. Not count New York. Not count Chicago. Not count Meridian. We got churches, big steeple, but on the door, and where is the people? Where is the dedications that takes teaching? Unless you want to be taught, you'll never be a teacher. Unless you really want to be taught, and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. There's things that didn't work out like I thought it was going to work out, but it's things worked out like the Holy Ghost said it was going to work out. And right now, some of you sitting in the place, how are we going to grow? What are we going to do? I'm going to say this. The Bible said the Lord added to the church. Paul said, daily, that such should be saved. If we create a right atmosphere in this church, is this too loud for you? If we create a right atmosphere of praise and worship, you ain't got to worry about getting it together. It'll come together. It'll come together. But if you don't create a right atmosphere in this services and in the way you live, because this world has gone crazy. It's drunk trying to find where God is. And the church today is to the place that it's just, you get this bunch out and get this bunch in, get this bunch out, get this. Hey, we got three or four services today for the younger, for the middle-aged, for the old folks. But bringing them together. How are they going to bring them together? You say, that's what we try. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been this way for years. Not as many years as they used to be, but we're living in some perilous times. We're living in times when the world, people have gone completely nutty over the world and the things that are in the world. They love things more than love God. They think they can buy it, like you said, but they can't buy it. You can't buy happiness. And just like right here, it says, for there was three kind of people. People that worshiped. They worshiped. They wanted to worship. You got misguided people. And you got non-worshippers. You got some that come in. They worship. They're really sincere. They want something from God. And they try. They pray. And then you have prayer meetings. And people have got just special ones. That's my buddy. That's my friend. You can't be a buddy. You must be a soul winner. But yet, he that wins his souls must be wise. And through the years, I found this. As far as wisdom in books, that's good. But we went to, Google? We went to all these things, and we pulled it up, and we were lazy. We need to get back sometimes. That's a quick fix that gives you just a little short resume of what's really going on, one word of what you've asked for. But if we start looking back in the Britannic encyclopedias and work our brain and work our minds and work ourselves in the Holy Ghost, we'll start seeing people come to God, because when tumors fall off, When sicknesses go, come on. When God touches you, if we preach it, we're going to get it. But if we don't preach it, we're never going to get it. We need to preach signs, wonders, and miracles. We need to exercise who we hang around and what conversation we have. Because if we have a wrong, if you walk into somebody's place and you take on a conversation of how bad things are, after a while that plague will come on you. Some people don't believe this. They wonder why they're in such a situation they're in now. It's because they're doing just what they've been talking about, and that spirit comes on you. Have you ever seen people that's not been back to Jerusalem, not went back to the altar, not went back to prayer? Have you ever exercised that? You say, well, I'm just sitting here. I want something to be taught to me. Well, if you got it taught to you, you're going to obey it. That's another thing. You can be taught all day long, but you need to obey what you've been taught if it's truth in the Word of God. Hallelujah. When I got back from Bible college, my pastor and other ones, I tried to tell them, they said, look, I want to tell you something. I know you have a zeal, and our teachers told us at Bible college, do not go home and try to straighten your pastor out. That's true. And they told every student there, don't try to straighten your pastor out. Don't try to go in there and win everybody and win them over to you. No, you win them over to God, and in due season you'll find out when you get hit hard enough, you realize what's wisdom and what's not wisdom, son. That's my interpretation of it. When you see something coming, you duck. That's why these fighters, you understand? I watched them train horses this past week. They don't just practice once a week. They practice, I want to say, 10 times a week. They practice 20, 30 times every day. They take these horses out. They take them to the arena, and they run them through. Let's go back to Jerusalem. What we first do, when you first come to God, let's go back to how you really come to God. When you first got your miracle, let's go back to how God did that miracle. Through simple faith, it didn't take somebody that's coming from Chicago or Meridian. It took the power of the Holy Ghost and fire that healed your body. I got a boy right now, my youngest son, that needs a miracle. Let me tell you what, he needs a spoken word. Go get the colt that they never seen. And they said, what are we going to do when they ask us? Who said, sinners. You may have a message, but you need to know, hallelujah, what's in that message. The Bible said there was two runners that had, one had a message, the other said, let me run. Why? Just because I want to run. This is no reformation or should I say discretion on any of you. Let me run. If you don't have anything to run with, you're just running in vain. And the Bible said that the one that had the message, he ran, but the other guy ran and outran him with no message. He didn't have the message. There may be a sound proceeding, but unless you got a message to preach, all you're doing is just running in the air, running on the ground. So today, we got to have a message to preach. I can do all things. To who? Christ Jesus, that strengtheneth me. If we can do all things, let's get in Christ Jesus. Come on, talk to me. Let's get in Christ Jesus. If your son-in-law needs help, let's talk to Christ Jesus. If your business needs help, let's talk to Christ Jesus. If your nerves needs help, get filled with God's Spirit. If you got a sickness, come on, get the church to pray for you. Find in the old Bible book of James, let any sick among you, let them pray and then call for the elders of the church, anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and if they be committed in sin, it shall be raised up. This may not be your protege type of message you want to hear, but it's a message, praise God, that the church needs. We need not just a form. We got so many forms, so many steeples, so many padded pews, so many projectors, so much of YouTube and all this stuff. But we need the Holy Ghost and fire in the church today. You should be able, if you're a preacher, to sit in the middle of the night and what you've preached already, you should have enough hidden in your heart to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified and how to tell people to come to God. Amen. I know the older are passing away. And I know things are making way for the new. But ladies and gentlemen, if the new ain't going to work, we better find out how to make it work in Jesus' name. We need to find out how to make it work. Let's go back. It's important. And when he had spoken, thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. And that's one of the most important scriptures. Jesus had to go back to Jerusalem. This was getting him ready for his death, burial, and crucifixion. And he said, when you go, he said, I want you to go over there first and get a donkey. A colt's going to be tied with it. And I want you, is this accurate? I want you to get the donkey. Well, what if they say something? Just like you got situations, you know, love and so and this. If they say something, he said, you tell them the master hath need of it. So today, people are watching your character. They're watching your fruit. They're watching you. They're watching how you up and down or just straight. They're watching your life. They're watching you. Melissa, you may not be so-called what the world wants. But I promise you, I remember the day and hour and almost to the T when you changed your life. God changed it. I remember when God blessed you. I remember when God brought you out. And you don't want to go back to that no more. There's something inside of you called God that you went back, hallelujah, to Pentecost or to Jerusalem, and you getting things ready for the move of God, and God moved into you. You've been fought. How many Bible studies you have? I mean, really, you probably had many, but how many this really worked? When you heard the message preached, you said, Lord, that's what I want. That's what I want. And today, we've got a message, and the thing is, we're hiding it so neatly. We're hiding this message so neatly. We used to believe in the gifts of the Spirit, but if they started operating really, truly, we wouldn't know what to do with them. And we got to get ourselves prepared to go back to Jerusalem, go back to Pentecost at the Jewish feast day. We need to go back and then go forward. You need to prepare. Prepare yourself. That's what we're doing on this 101, 102, whatever it is, and 201. All this stuff is to prepare you. But until you get this stuff out of your head where your daddy and mother didn't treat you right and where your job's not going good and you can't be friendly to anybody, seems like your marriage has gone down the drain, but God is still able to speak a word, hallelujah, and say there's certain tide over here. You go over here and I'll get you. You just say the word. Speak the word. And those people, I don't know who they were, that went to get that donkey, I mean, to get that, what he was colt to him to ride on. But they got there, and they said, what are you doing? Said, the master hath need of it. That's faith. I may not connect with you, but this message is not that old. It's the old message from the Word of God. You say, Lord, I want what you got for me. But first of all, hallelujah, we need to go up. Hallelujah, go up and not be a person that just sucking things dry, but put something in and say, Lord, I need help. I need help. Some of you bringing up your families, and they don't know where they don't know where they fit. They really don't know where they fit. And I'm saying, Lord, you know, you got people that's non-worshippers. They'll come in, they'll sit down, and if it ain't just what they want to hear, you understand, the singing atmosphere is not made where we can worship God. Atmosphere, Brother Luke, has to be made. Atmosphere, in other words, get ourselves in here, love God, don't let it bleed over if it's, you know, just teaching, let that bleed over into our worship, and let us worship. But when they get up here and sing, and they sing, and they sing, and they sing, let's say, this is not a playhouse. This is a place that we come and we worship God. But I've never seen as much gambling in this church and other churches as I'm seeing today. People are gambling with their souls. They're gambling, well, I don't know whether I need God or not. They don't say it like that. They say, I'm saved. Everybody's what amazes me. Everybody's saved. How are you going to save everybody and everybody's saved? I mean, the Lord through you. You first seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But you got people that do the three kinds of people. People that they don't worshiping people. You got people that's misguided people. You got just like you run against this man. This man, he was a man of, should have been of wisdom or age. But his age didn't speak for his wisdom. Hallelujah. He was looking for something to show how much he really knew and come to find out he didn't know that much. Hallelujah. But you have to search the word. Stay in the word. And we don't pray like we need to pray. We need to come together and pray. People right now in this house that's needing a miracle, that's needing a Holy Ghost miracle. Sitting in this house is needing a word from God. Needing something that thus saith the Holy Ghost. Not thus saith Charles Pierce, but thus saith the Holy Ghost. We need a word from God. We really need a word from God. And he says, and they sent and went their way in the 32nd verse and found even as he had said unto them, and they were loosened the colt. The owners therefore said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he has come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees, here you go, said among the multitude, said unto them, Master, rebuke these disciples. And some that didn't want it. They wasn't going to accept. Rebuke these disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones will immediately cry out. Now, I visualized in my mind, was he talking about stones? Or was he talking about people like stones? He just said the stones, if these Pharisees, if these people, if they was quiet, then I would cause the stones. I know you're loaded. I know you got things on you. I know things has come your way. I know that we all are not perfect. I know God's coming after church has made himself ready without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. But I'm saying, Lord, I've never seen so many people all over. That's just there. They don't care. Seem like they don't care. They go to church. That's a big barrier to go to nominal church, other churches. And they park their cars or somebody parks them. They got a big, big edifice. They got church. They got places that they worship God. But do they ever see one sign, one miracle, any gifts of any type, speaking in tongues? Is that so bad? Is that so bad? People come to say, I want to straighten you out. You've gone a long way from what you used to be. Look, there's anointing that yesterday, today. And there's anointing of yesterday. Sometimes we run on the anointing of yesterday so long that we don't pay the price to get the anointing for today. We need to have the anointing for today. And I'll tell you, the way that we come in this church and how we come in says 1,000 words for the a million words for the anointing. Some of you should not be bound up like you are. Some of you should not be waiting on individuals to get out. Should have never went in. But the prayer of faith, the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues, the name of Jesus, rebuking these devils that's coming against us. And don't tell me they're not here. If we got something that walks in here, you don't know where it's human, Mr. Miser's a mistake. You don't know what it is, and it disappears. You don't know what it is. It comes in, and it takes his authority. This is happening in this church right here. It takes his authority. It knows that some of us not even expecting God to move.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.